This is a Flood Safety Masterclass Trilogy Part 1.
Flood Protection Secrets, the podcast to the protection against heavy rain and flooding by Dr. Flood, Andreas Klippa.
So the big challenge is, how can house owners like you and me get a flood-free home? How can business managers like you and me get a flood-free company? And how can public servants provide flood-free critical infrastructure and livable cities?
Flood Protection Secrets, the podcast by Dr. Flood, Andreas Klippa. This podcast is for foresighted and proactive people who do not want to shovel the muddy water out of their room while standing in the midst of the disaster.
Therefore, those who design and plan, the architects and engineers, need to construct such buildings and cities, and that even when the entire environment is completely flooded. That is a challenge, and this podcast will give the answers.
Flood Protection Secrets, the podcast by Dr. Flood, Andreas Klippa.
Yes, hello and welcome to another episode of Flood Protection Secrets. Today we start with part one of a so-called Flood Safety Masterclass Trilogy, and the title is The Hidden Weak Points. So let me just start. A few months ago, I visited a commercial building that had just been flooded for the first time. It was a modern structure, so glass facade, clean lines, expensive interiors, and the owner kept repeating the same sentence to me. "But Dr. Klippa, we never flooded here before." When I walked around the outside of the building, I found it in less than 3 minutes. A small, forgotten ventilation opening, about the size of two hands. That tiny gap allowed thousands of liters of water to enter within minutes, drowning the electrical room, shutting down the elevators, and ruining years of equipment. It wasn't the river. It wasn't the drainage. It wasn't the rainfall intensity. It was one small weakness. Buildings don't flood because of storms. Buildings flood because of weak points that nobody paid attention to. And today, in part one of our Flood Safety Masterclass Trilogy, I will show you with why 90% of buildings fail during floods and where their hidden weak points really are. Are you ready for that? Okay, then please just follow me. I start with a weak point number one. The invisible gaps and openings. So flood water only needs one thing: a way in. So you might ask, what do you mean with small openings? So small openings cause massive damage. And they are ventilation grills, cable penetrations, gaps below doors, utility shafts, cracks in walls, unsealed pipes, emergency exits with no protection, floor drains that backflow. These, in quotation marks, these invisible weaknesses create instant disaster. That is what we call invisible gaps and openings. And the weak point two are the basement ramps and underground levels. So basements are flood magnets. 1 inch of miscalculated slope or drainage failure leads to submerged parking, destroyed electrical systems, elevator damage, generator shutdown, mold and contamination. 90% of basements are unprotected. I think it's even more. And when I'm driving through the cities in Southeast Asia, it's almost 99.9%. But when I drive through the cities in Germany, I observes the same. I even observe it next to my village here in the townhouse in Neuansbach. There is a bank that was flooded, and they had to clean the underground level with vaults inside. So all the belongings of the bank customers were damaged. So it doesn't play any role if these are diamonds or gold, but papers might be damaged. And all kind of souvenirs, documents, etc., photos with value for you, for instance. And not to talk about the smell that remains later on. And they had to, I think, to close it for at least 8 months or something similar like that. And they needed to install cleaning, electrical driven cleaning units, huge packs. They consumed tons of energy and thousands of euro, tens of thousands of euros they spent. And until now, this basement ramp is still not protected from the danger of flooding when the next heavy rain is coming, or the small river. It's a very small river. is overflowing. Yeah, so in so far, what I've said before, 90% of basements are unprotected. It's not only true in Southeast Asia or in the Middle East or in the rest of Asia. I think that is true for the whole world. And it is more. It is 99.9 something percent. So 90% of basements will flood. No, 99% will flood. You can check now your own basements if you have any, and check whether it is protected or not. So that was weak point number two, basement ramps and underground levels. Weak point number one were invisible gaps, and there was invisible gaps and openings. And weak point number three is the false confidence in drainage systems. Many engineers say, and I'm also an engineer, yeah, but I hear that so often from others, "Don't worry, our drainage system will handle it. Dr. Andy, don't worry, everything is under control. We checked it, our drainage system will handle it." I'm always laughing about that. Sorry, guys, to tell you the truth, but no, it won't. It won't. Drainage systems fail because... Now listen, please. Power goes out. Pump capacity is too low. Water volume exceeds design. Trash blocks grates. Backflow pushes water upwards. Storms stall and dump more rain. Stormwater drains are not in capital letters, are not flood barriers. How often did I repeat that? Stormwater drains are not flood barriers, and they were never designed to be. They will never, never, never handle heavy rain flooding situations. I hope I was not too loud, but I must shout it out because it is so dangerous for everybody. And if you're, my dear listener, if you don't understand it, you are under full risk that your building will be flooded if you rely on that. So that was weak point number three, the false confidence in drainage systems. And the weak point number four, that is a human error. So many buildings have flood barriers. Oh, that's pretty good. Perhaps not many, but some. Eh? But nobody knows how to use them. Okay, not nobody, but most of the people don't know how to use them. That is what we really observe when we talk to customers or when companies ask me, come and check my property for and do an engineering assessment or a technical inspection. We already bought flood barriers, and then I always ask, okay, why do you call me? Oh, it's not working. Oh, okay. And then when I'm visiting the customers and they gave me the order for an engineering assessment, so and then we realize immediately what's going on. The common failures are the staff was not trained. There's no emergency plan. The barriers stored far away. No drill for deployment, wrong installation angle, missing clamps, no maintenance, panic during storms. this is a most common and most dangerous weakness. That brings me to the weak point number 5. That is one of my favorites. The weak anchoring or no anchoring at all. So you might ask, what is anchoring when it comes to flat barriers? Some suppliers sell barriers with thin aluminum, plastic components, weak anchoring. These are the bolts that connect the flat barrier system. So in particular, the middle supports, the middle posts in between several sections or two sections of flat barriers. When it comes to, for instance, demountable flat barriers or slot-in barriers, how some call it. And they must be connected to the ground. So they use a very weak anchoring. Or they use no friction welded sleeves. That means these anchors they use are simply breaking because the method how to weld them was simply too poor, because the people think, oh, I can do that in the backyard, I know a little bit welding. No, sorry, my dear friend, you don't know. Because for friction welding, you need high efficient machines with turning elements, so the two parts of steel are turning and you can connect mild steel with stainless steel. And that creates the high temperature, what makes the steel melting and you, finally you weld it. That is the difference, because all the water load, all the pressure, the impact of floating debris, the impact of waves, and all those who were standing at the ocean already and have experienced waves, they know how strong waves are. And you know it from the news, when you see the flooding somewhere in the world and you see the cars flowing like rubber ducks in the bathtub. That is caused by waves and by kinetic energy. And this kinetic energy will hit your flat barriers. And if your middle support is connected to your ground, to your foundation, with a weak anchoring system, what do you think will happen with it? Will it withstand? I tell you, it will not. It will collapse. The barriers might be okay, but the middle supports, they are not okay, because the anchoring system was not designed in the correct way. So weak anchoring, no friction welded sleeves, and small bolts are used sometimes that cannot hold water pressure. I call it junior screws compared to M16, M20, M24 for all technicians. That is a diameter of the in millimeters of the bolts. That is heavy duty, and the quantity is important for such an anchor plate, that you don't connect it only with a tiny junior screw with M6 or an M8. This screw M6 you can use if you want to hang a picture at the wall at home. Then it is okay, but it is not okay to withstand the impact and the power of flooding. So, and the result, the barrier collapses and the customer loses everything. So what I'm proposing always to, and I'm suggesting, I always recommend use at least M16, M20 or M24 anchors. Use marine grade aluminium if it is a demountable flat barrier, or we talk about swing hinge flat doors or lift hinge flat gates, stainless steel for all type of automatic flat barriers or other barriers made by metals. Never use plastic. That's a toy in my eyes. Friction welded sleeves. I mentioned it already for the anchoring system, and something like an FM Global, the world's biggest insurance company for industrial commercial building, and that is really when it counts, when it is important, because this company, FM Global, based in the US, operating worldwide, they issue an FM ANSI 2510 class certification. And such barriers undergo a very, very strict test. That is by far more than every TÜV is doing. And these barriers, of course, I recommend. And that's a standard we are following, or I'm following. So this is why German engineering still performs when the water rises, at least the engineering that I'm proposing. And I will not propose any cheap or not working technology only because it is cheap. But at the end, it will pay you a fortune, because you pay several times. You pay for the cheap installation, then the installation will not work. You have to replace it, and you have the damage of your flooded property. And you might lose customers if you are a business person. And perhaps even have to close your company, or you cannot operate your and issue your services if you belong to the government, or if you are still simply a private person. You will lose all your savings, perhaps that you have reserved for your retirement. Who knows? So that was point number five: weak anchoring or no anchoring at all. Weak point number six, doors and entrances designed without flood thinking. Architects often design for beauty. Beauty, I think we can give a hand of applause for the beauty. Oh, I like that from time to time. And for the aesthetics, yes, and accessibility. That is what architects like. Of course, I also like it. But architects often design for beauty, aesthetics, and accessibility, but not for flood realities. If the building design did not include flood protection, you can be certain the water will target main entrances, glass doors, wide lobbies, sliding doors, and fire exits. And once water enters through the lobby, it spreads everywhere. That brings me to the last point, the weak point seven. It never flooded here before mentality. We heard that at the very beginning of this episode. This is the most dangerous weak point of all. Climate change does not care about 20 years of history, or 30 years, or 50 years, or whatever. Warmer oceans, stronger typhoons, hurricanes, or cyclones, it's all the same, by the way. It's a bad storm that brings bad weather, a lot of water with it. So warmer oceans, stronger typhoons, and slow-moving storms create new flood zones every year. You don't believe it? Turn on your radio, read the newspapers, watch the news from all over the world, and you will see the proof what I mean. There's flooding everywhere where it was not before. Sometimes it comes back immediately at the same area, and it hits the same area again. Sometimes it doesn't come back for some years, but it will come back sooner or later one day. So yesterday's safe building is today's flood victim. Yesterday's safe building is today's flood victim. These were the 7 points of weak points for flood safety, the hidden weak points. So weak point number one was the invisible gaps and openings. Weak point number two, the basement ramps and underground levels. Weak point number three, false confidence in drainage systems. Weak point number four, human error. Weak point number five, weak anchoring and no anchoring at all. Weak point number six, doors and entrances designed without flood thinking. Weak point number seven, it never flooded here before mentality. So buildings don't flood because of storms. That's my golden nugget, by the way, already. Yeah? So what I always share with you, buildings don't flood because of storms. They flood because of weaknesses. If you remove the weak points, the building becomes strong. And flood protection is not only about stopping water. It is about closing every opening through which water wants to enter. every opening through which water wants to enter. And sometimes it is better to start with the main protection and not to wait until the last small opening is also protected. That is what we observe as well. Customers are hesitating. Ah, we have to think about there's another opening at the backside of the building, or a small cable here, or a small toilet, or whatever. I always say, okay, very fine. But if it takes weeks or months to investigate all these things and to talk to your architect until we find a solution, can you please already start to protect the main gates and the main door? That these things are already done, because you also have a delivery time. And while we manufacture the main gates, we can think about the small ones. And that is a very, very big mistake. And I only can recommend, please don't do that. Do the first step. Flood protection is, it's like an iteration. It is step one, step two, step three. It's like you walk up stairs. Yeah, you don't take the whole stairs in one jump. That is already, then you can should participate at the Olympic Games. Huh? But you do one step after the other. So if you want to know the hidden weak points in your building, connect with me on LinkedIn. I'm Andreas Klippe, also known as Dr. Flood in some areas, German engineer, entrepreneur, and book author. Send me the word assessment and I will share how we evaluate buildings in the Philippines, Southeast Asia, the Middle East, Europe, and beyond. Because knowing your weak points is a first step to eliminating them. This was part one of our Flood Safety Masterclass trilogy. In the next episode, part two, we go from engineering to emotion. The human cost of flooding. What families and businesses lose when water wins. So don't miss it. This is Flood Protection Secrets. And I'm Andreas Klippe. Stay safe and flood free.
I wish and hope for you that you make the right decisions when it comes to your personal flood protection. And if you enjoyed this episode, please subscribe to this podcast channel if you haven't already. Now it only remains for me to wish you a good day. Do something with it. Maybe until the next podcast episode. I would be very happy. See you then. As always, stay safe and flood free. Your Andreas Klippe and the whole Flood Experts team.
That's it again with the new episode of Flood Protection Secrets, the podcast by Dr. Flood, Andreas Klippe, German engineer, book author, and head of the Flood Experts. What can Dr. Flood, Andreas Klippe, protect for you? Anytime? Worldwide? Contact us or just click through to www.thefloodexperts.de/bonus. Detailed engineering. German quality. Safe. Flood protection secrets. The secrets you'll want to unfold.
Don't forget, you're only one flood barrier away.
Subscribe to the season and you'll never be late for an episode.